And that's why I say if the state wants to track me, they can at least buy me dinner first. Maybe even a movie, you know, make a night of it.
Oh, Chuck, always the romantic. But seriously, folks, welcome back to Stupid State Stories, where we dissect the dumbest decisions of the dear leaders. Today, we're diving into the delightful debacle of the real ID rollout for air travel.
That's right, Megan. Because nothing screams freedom like flashing your federally approved papers to fly from Florida to Fargo. It's like we're in a bad spy movie, but instead of secret agents, we have soccer moms fumbling for forms in their fashionable fanny packs.
No secret agents here, just TSA agents who are basically bouncers at the world's most boring club.
Exactly. I mean, I get it, safety first and all that jazz, but when did we decide that trading liberty for some illusion of security was a fair deal? If Ben Franklin were alive today, he would not be pleased.
Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Words to live by. But to be fair, if Franklin were alive today, he'd be wig deep in Tinder.
Point, but let's break it down for our listeners. What exactly is this Real ID nonsense?
Real ID is a federal law that mandates stricter standards for state-issued IDs, like driver's licenses, to be accepted for certain federal purposes, most notably boarding commercial flights. It was passed in 2005, supposedly to enhance security post-9/11.
Ah, yes, the good old never let a crisis go to waste strategy. So fast forward to today. And now we all need these special IDs to fly domestically because, you know, terrorists are just dying to exploit our lax ID standards. As if they couldn't forge a real ID if they really wanted to. Also, ask me for my thoughts on driver's licensure.
No way. This is a 5-minute podcast, Chuck. Surely the state has a point, though. Nothing stops a determined bad guy like a piece of plastic with a hologram. It's like thinking a no burgling sign will stop a burglar.
And speaking of stopping things, let's talk about the TSA, or as I like to call it, thousands standing around.
Personally, I always preferred tactless screening asshats, but you do you, boo. Countless hours wasted, billions of dollars spent, and for what? A pat down without a happy ending?
Exactly. I remember this one time I was going through security, and they made me take off my belt, my shoes, my Glock, my pocket constitution, my wallet, and my keys. By the time I was done, I felt like I was auditioning for a strip club.
And did you get the job?
Nah, they said I didn't have the right ID, and they've already seen me naked in the millimeter wave scanner anyhow.
Ooh la la. Despite countless irradiated nudes, the TSA's track record is abysmal. In 2015, an internal investigation found that they failed to detect mock explosives and weapons in 95% of tests.
5% of the time. It works every time. I feel safer already, but I'm not sure I want to know what they mean by internal investigation.
And the cost? Over $8 billion a year, last I checked. That's a lot of taxpayer money for a system that doesn't work. Imagine if that money was left in the hands of the people or invested in actual security measures that work, like an armed population or not drone bombing people in far-flung nations.
Let the market handle it. We can all put on our big boy pants and accept the level of risk we're comfortable with. Instead, we get a one-size-fits-all government-mandated solution.
Solutions so good, they're mandatory.
Maybe that's the real goal, make flying so miserable that we all just stay home and pay our taxes quietly.
Sounds right. And why is Real ID even still a thing? It's been almost 25 years since 9/11. If it was so crucial, shouldn't we have seen some tangible benefits by now?
You'd think so, but the state loves its power grabs. Once they get a taste, they don't let go. It's like a dog with a bone, except the bone is our balls.
Talking of slippery things, how about the slippery slope argument? It's not just about air travel. Real ID can be required for entering federal building, or even receiving certain federal benefits.
Putting aside that those buildings and so-called benefits likely shouldn't exist. Next thing you know, we'll need Real ID to do normal daily activities like buy groceries, use the internet, or purchase drugs, ammo, or companionship. Sorry, your ID doesn't have the right star. No bread, Bitcoin, barbiturates, bullets, or bangs.
Sir, this is a Wendy's, but don't give them ideas.
Too late. I bet there's a bureaucrat somewhere salivating at the thought.
Well, on that cheerful note, let's wrap this up. To summarize, Real ID is an affront to our freedom of movement, the TSA is a wasteful and ineffective bureaucracy, and the whole shebang is a relic of a bygone era that the state clings to for control.
If you ask me, the Real ID we need is one that identifies the state as the biggest bully on the block. Maybe we can get a hologram for that.
Well said, Chuck. Thanks for joining us on Stupid State Stories. And remember, the good guys don't ask for your papers. They paper your asks.
What?